Welcome back to the Love and Dubai Show. It is Sunday morning. What a big show we had for you this morning. We talked about camel caravans, lunar updates, big RTA announcements, and traffic flow updates.
And also, we would really love if you can subscribe to the Love and Dubai Show podcast wherever you get your podcast from. Enjoy the show.
Good morning, Dubai. Welcome back to the Love and Dubai Show, where we go through the top trending stories that everyone across the country and the world is talking about. We're talking about the Golden Globes and a major road update that will make your journey home faster.
As well, you can now effortlessly schedule and reschedule your driving tests via WhatsApp only. How convenient.
Yes, you can. We're also going to be talking about why there was a huge camel caravan going across the country. So many viral videos of that this weekend.
As well, the UAE has brought charges against 84 individuals associated with the Muslim Brotherhood.
And big lunar announcements came across yesterday. Will there be an Emirati going to the moon? We're going to talk about that later in the show. But before we get to all of that, all of the Golden Globes tea, it's happening right now. We have the winners, we have the outfits, we have the tea. Oh. What was Selena Gomez really saying to
Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift.
And why was Taylor Swift even wearing the green dress? I mean, I am a Swiftie, right?
Okay.
So, as a Swiftie as well, not only me, by the way, if you open a TikTok now, you will definitely see a lot of like theories like, oh, Taylor Swift was wearing the green shimmery dress because she is foreshadowing her Reputation album.
Okay. Why would that be foreshadowing a Reputation album by wearing a green dress?
Technically, she had the album after she's been called a snake for so long, right? And the whole album, the whole Reputation album was technically like, even the music videos, they're like, oh, snakes and green and red and black and so on and on and on. And technically, we have the whole time, the whole fandom have been expecting Taylor to announce her Reputation album.
So she's just fueling the fire. Taylor Swift is so smart. She's fueling the fire. And she's also had a huge reaction to Joe Coy on stage. Said the only difference between the NFL and the Golden Globes is that there's more photos of Taylor Swift coming out of the NFL. And she is stony-faced.
And she was like, with her, like, let's say, like, cup like that, and she did not. She was like,
she knew it was coming.
She knew, but the
she
thing
knew
is like,
it was coming.
I mean, I mean, Casey. At this point, Taylor Swift is Taylor Swift. So it's like what I love about her is that she puts her foot down and her boundary there, and she's like, ah, that's not funny.
Yeah, she's a strong woman.
Yeah,
we love her for that.
She is.
Other big winners on the night: Christopher Nolan, Oppenheimer, Cillian Murphy. Irishman wins Best Actor. We are so proud of him. His speech was amazing. And also Oppenheimer, the big movie the big movie winner on the night. And Succession, they won a lot of awards as well.
I mean, I've watched Oppenheimer for like the first few minutes. I was like, I don't even understand. And then my cousin was like, Farah, are you like dumb? And I was like, no, I'm not. Just, and then he had to like explain to me and so on. So it does deserve the awards, as you know, and he has done his role perfectly. I mean, how much does it take of like energy and effort for an actor to, or an actress as well, to put all of, you know, just like this like persona and convince the viewer or whoever is watching that this is, I am this character and this character is me. It's not easy. I mean, if I have like one lie or I pretend to be someone I'm not, I'm just like, oh, the whole time I'm like,
of course,
stressed and so on.
Yeah, but like, they're getting paid a nice pay packet for it, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, that's why as well, like, you can even see Margot Robbie. I mean, I loved her for the show Barbie. Do you like Barbie? Did you like the movie?
And I like it. I watched only half of it. I watched it on the flight and fell asleep.
Okay.
I loved the start of it. And I love Margot Robbie. And I love what it stood for, but I didn't watch that. Like, as a movie, I thought the beginning, like, I liked the topic, the theme, the outfits. But then halfway through, I just fell asleep because I was on a plane.
Yeah, actually, no, not everyone liked it. But I loved it because I felt like Margot Robbie in the movie, she did portray a message. Which is that, you know, us women, we don't need a man. right? Mm-hmm. And she, with her beautiful pink, hot pink, not even like normal pink, hot pink dress, she looks like a Barbie. She is Barbie at this point. She is very like composed. She's very, I would say, down to earth and very funny.
So true, but yet sending the message that we can still stand on our own. Exactly. And that we are standing on our own.
High five.
High five. Yes. Loads of tune music from the Barbie movie mm-hmm. also got awards that I thought was so fair. Yes. And if you're a fan of Succession, Shiv Roy got Best Female TV Actor, which I thought was so well deserved. I think she's amazing.
100%. I mean, as well, like for example, last year, I would say, or the year before, after Leonardo DiCaprio finally got an award, it's like everyone's like, oh my God, they're
the Oscar.
Like, yeah, the Oscar and so on. They're like, oh, they're botched. They're not botched, guys. I mean, honestly.
What do you mean botched?
It means like...
Like fake?
Fake, yeah.
Got you.
Fake in a way. You know, if like, oh, you know, it's like technically like the vitamin, we say it in Arabic, vitamin waw, which is vitamin wasta. But I don't think, yeah.
Never heard that
yes,
before.
Yes, exactly.
They say, but, though, sometimes there's not enough diversity. And I think this year, more than ever, because yeah. of the actor strikes or the guild strikes, there was less options.
Yeah.
So we saw like a lot of the same names come through. Another big winner was The Bear, which is a TV show. Mm-hmm. But a lot of familiar faces up there. But I think after the Golden Globes, everyone looks at the Oscars and who's going to get the big wins
100%.
There.
I mean, it was well deserved. You know, we've seen musicians attend and it's just like beautiful. And a lot of like lip syncing. Even Jennifer Lawrence, she was like, oh, if I'm not winning, I'm leaving. I mean, girl, that is the energy we should have.
She is the best. I think yes. we have that up here. It might pop on in a second.
Yes.
That is the Golden Globes for you. And if you want the full list of rundown, we are not the channel for that, but you'll get it on E! Entertainment, something like that.
Yes.
Let's jump into our top story. Major traffic updates. If you are stuck in traffic on this road, this will be music to your ears. There will be a mega Umm Sakin street project will help traffic flow. The RTA has awarded a traffic for the improvement of Umm Sakin Street project. This project will extend from the intersection with Al Khail Road to the intersection with Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed, and it will cost 332 million dirham.
Now, the project aims to improve the connectivity of four major traffic corridors in Dubai, which are Sheikh Zayed Road, Al Khail Road, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Road, and as well Emirates Road. It will enhance the capacity of the streets to accommodate up to 16,000 vehicles per hour in both directions, ensuring a smoother flow of traffic.
We love these news. We always talk about the traffic. I think everyone has their own traffic woes, but we know that the RTA is constantly trying to improve. We also know that if you tweet the RTA with your issue, they'll tweet back and they'll let you know if they're on it. So I think that's worth noting.
Which is amazing. And by the way, it's not only the RTA. It's just like the whole Ministry of the UAE. I remember when I was at school, I would tweet the KHDA like, hi.
Oh, the KHDA is so good.
And they would like reply to me. I'd be like, oh, yeah, the KHDA replied to me. So it's amazing. This news is the best news to me since it's Dubai is known for its traffic. And if you like, let's say, leave at a certain time from certain areas and so on and on and on, you can be stuck in traffic, which can take like, which can double the ride for like
yeah,
an hour
absolutely.
Or so, which is very kind of like, I would say, I wouldn't say annoying.
I mean, I would say it's annoying. I think it's expected in really huge cities and especially with the influx of population that we've had over the last couple of years. However, rarely do you see with such big metropolitan cities so much improvements constantly happening. I think every 3 or 4 months we announce a major road flow change by the RTA. This is 332 million, another improvement to a tricky stretch of road. And that's down to Dubai always trying to improve traffic flow because as we know, by 2040, our population will be much improved. So we actually need to ensure that we have the flow flowing before we get there.
100%. So way to go RTA for making our flow easier. So, whoa, RTA. So, now let's jump to our next story. The UAE has brought charges against 84 individuals associated with the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, it has been reported by WAM that 84 suspects from the Muslim Brotherhood have been referred to the Abu Dhabi Federal Court of Appeal as they have been charged for establishing another clandestine organization for the purpose of committing acts of violence and terrorism on UAE soil.
This broke over the weekend following a six-month investigation. Enough evidence was collected, leading to the defendants being sent for trial. Legal proceedings have now commenced, providing lawyers for those in need. The court has begun a public trial, hearing from witnesses as well.
Now, prior to the investigation, the defendants had concealed this crime and its evidence before they were arrested and tried in case number 17 of 2013 to state security.
Stay tuned for more updates on that. But another big story that was grabbing headlines this weekend.
Mm-hmm. As well, you can now effortlessly schedule and reschedule driving test appointments in Dubai through WhatsApp, which is amazing.
Can we just take a moment?
We needed that. I needed that back then when I failed my driving test for like 10 times, but it's okay.
Yes, we all needed yes. this. This is the music to your ears for drivers. If you've been sitting on not getting your test done, Annika, you know I'm talking to you. Chai, you know I'm talking to you. This is what you need.
Yes, so booking and rescheduling a driving test can now be done via the one and the only WhatsApp, as the RTA offers the service through Mahboob chatbot at 058-800-9060. Now, your phone number and details are pre-checked, so there is no hassle at all with the official app or visiting the RTA website.
Good old Mahmoud. Mira Ahmed Al-Sheikh, the director of the Smart Services Department at the RTA's Corporate Technical Support Services Sector, has said this interactive service is available in both Arabic and English, and users can now schedule their driving test appointments and pay for service fees through the pre-authenticated system.
Now, Mira also mentioned that they're also working on bringing digital identity into the customer experience to make services easier, quicker, and safer. Oh, I needed this. I remember when I failed my driving test 10 times.
Wait, no, can we rewind a second? Which part of the driving test did you fail 10 times? Like the whole thing?
No.
Which is fair enough, because I know I went down a similar route. I failed a good few times.
Technically, I failed my parking 3 times.
Same. 3 is pretty good.
I mean, no.
Can we get it? 3 is not bad.
No, I literally. Casey, you have no idea how it caused me anxiety that towards the end, after like I was like doing my final, the lady told the other lady that, you know, haram, her face is yellow. Just pass her. At this point, pass her.
And no. Is there anyone watching who has been through the impossible but intentionally impossible so we become good drivers driving experience in Dubai? And how many times did it take you to pass the parking section? Because in case you don't know, quick recap, to park, it's done by sensors. Mm. So you have to park into specific, so it's like parallel parking, they'll have a forward parking, and they literally do it by a camera. So if you hit the sensor, you automatically fail. There's no conversation with the driver, you're in the car alone.
I actually
Is it different for you?
No, it was different for us. You know, we had like someone.
When did you pass?
It was, I think, 2017.
Back in the easy days.
Yeah, no, it was not easy. I literally, Casey, you have no idea. I even had like my other driving test with my best friend. And I was like, her name was Shahid. She was like, Farah, you know what? If I'm going to remind you of to do something, I'm just going to like, you know, nod you on like, you know, your hand. And we both failed.
Was she in it with you?
Yeah, like after like the parking, you have something called, I don't remember what is it called, but it's before the final.
Yeah, you do another road test, but it's not the final road test.
Yeah.
But your driving school has to approve you before you go to the RTA road test.
100%. But we did not have sensors. If we had sensors, I would have maybe still now didn't have my license.
The sensor. I've spoken to people who failed that sensor parking test 7 to 8 times. That's no over-exaggeration. It took me 3. One time, because it's really hard. One time I reverse parked. I was like, oh, that's pretty easy.
Yeah.
And I turned and there was a space in front of me and a space behind me. And I just parked into like a blank space. But some of the tips I learned from my driving instructors at that time, I still use today.
Okay. I mean, I don't do anything. I don't, like, nothing that they've taught me really has stuck with me. But what stuck with me is the anxiety.
Oh.
Yeah, I literally, like, even whenever I would have like a test, whether it's parking or whether it's the road test, I would go out and my dad would be waiting for me in his car and he would just know on my face if I passed or failed. And I'd be like, Baba, it's not me, it's them. They were harsh. But see, RTA is thriving to make our lives easier this time. If I had this, I wouldn't have to go and see that, the whole school, the whole everything, and I wouldn't have
anxiety. I think these types of things are rites of passage. It's like something you just have to get through, like driving tests, because I did it in Ireland as well, and it was so painful.
Yeah.
And it's the same here, and it's just, you know, it's money, it's time you don't want to be spending on the roads. But if you want to learn to drive at any point, and I know especially when people come here, they don't always learn to drive because there's the availability of taxis, the metro service is amazing, but sometimes it is a bit of a rite of passage to get through it. So the fact that we've gotten through it, well done to us. And if you haven't, now, thanks to the RTA, it's easier to book it.
Yes.
So if you don't pass the parking, book it again.
I mean, RTA, you deserve the gold medal. Today we have two good news about RTA, so good job. Good on you.
Speaking of good job and the gold medal, the UAE is always looking ahead. And big news, over the weekend, the UAE will send an Emirati to the moon. We have huge lunar announcements in the presence of the UAE president and His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, Vice President, Prime Minister of the UAE and ruler of Dubai. This weekend, the UAE announced its participation in NASA's Lunar Gateway Station alongside the USA, Japan, Canada and the European Union. And as part of this project, the UAE will send the first Emirati and Arab astronaut to the moon.
As well, the lunar getaway will be attended by a royal as well dignitaries yesterday. The event is a NASA-led Artemis mission to return to the moon and eventually chart a path for the first human missions to Mars. Now, His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan wrote on X, which was previously Twitter, "I was pleased to attend with my brother Mohammed bin Rashid the launch of the UAE's contributions to the historic lunar getaway, which will serve as humanity's first space station around the moon."
He continued, "Through our long-term investment in space exploration and scientific innovation, the UAE is determined to work alongside its international partners to enable collective progress for all. We don't have a timeline on this, but no doubt this will be all over the news. You know, we've 100%. Had the UAE 50 mission and it was kind of everywhere. So inspiring for kids, not just of the UAE, but of the region, to grow up with this as their major, you know, story that they can look at and aspire to be. It would really be such a big moment for Arabs and, of course, for the UAE when it's pulled off.
100%. I mean, at this point, the UAE has done so much. And the only thing that is just left is just to go to the moon. Literally, at this point, like, you know, like with how the UAE has developed and established over time, and even going to Mars, on. Mm. And literally, the only thing that is just like left right now is just them to go to the moon and achieve this achievement. Way to go, UAE.
Massively. And there's been a, you know, major space exploration innovation. And I just had to Google there, when was the last time someone actually went to the moon? Because this whole project is about creating a space station that will orbit and then eventually send someone. The last time someone went to the moon, people will be watching this being like, this is obvious stuff.
Is it the 40s?
1972.
Okay.
During NASA's Apollo 17 mission. Was this...
Okay, I thought it's like
we've
before.
Landed things on the moon, but we actually haven't sent a person since 1972.
Oh, yeah, but what wasn't there someone who just like landed to the moon like a long time ago? The first person who landed to the moon. Let's see.
Well, Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin were the first two.
Oh yeah, exactly.
No, but it's, so it's happened, but we haven't done it since 1972.
Oh, okay, yeah. So I think this would be amazing.
I just Googled too. I have, of course, yeah. Who knows?
Yes.
12 men walked on the... So 12 men in total, men, let's make that a woman, have walked in over the lunar surface in total. There were the Apollo missions, which were cancelled back in 1970. So it looks like they're reinstating them. It's not just a US mission anymore. As we said, it'll be alongside Canada, Japan, as well as the UAE to make this happen. So I think it's really cool that all countries are getting together.
100%.
What you can achieve alone can be, you know, multiplied so many times when you work together. So amazing. But let's bring things a little bit closer to home. Why was there a caravan of camels roaming around Dubai this weekend?
That's so cute. This is adorable. This is, I mean, honestly, as Dubai as it can get, this is so Dubai. this is Dubai.
You're like, are they fueling them?
Which is very cute at this point.
This was the first video I saw at the Zoom. And then more and more videos dropped, not just on Love in Dubai, but thank you for sharing them with us on DMs. But then I would see, like, you know, someone I know had spotted them. And it was there was a question mark over what it actually was. So shout out to Emma Brain, who was on the trek. She said, this is the UAE camel trek. We've been riding for 12 days. They start in the empty quarter in Liwa, which, by the way, is beautiful. And they finished at Global Village this weekend. It has been epic. Loved every minute. Apparently, it's 12 days long, 550 kilometers. Camels riding across the UAE. How epic.
At this point, trust me, you think that the UAE or Dubai is mainly known for, like, fast cars, for amazing places, amazing food, amazing even nights, right? You have the nightlife and the morning life. Well, you have everything here in Dubai. But you could never, ever, if I would see that, I'd be like, that's adorable. That is actually adorable. And speaking of Emma, I have told you, I know Emma personally, I've worked with her.
Oh, cool.
She did tell me that she rides camels, and I was like, Because usually I would hear people like, oh, I'm an equestrian. I ride horses, right? So for that, and to see that, it's like the cutest thing ever.
I'd love to know what's required physically, because that's so impressive, 550 kilometers on a camel. I know I've done about 5 seconds on a camel.
Yeah, it's like,
and getting up and getting down is quite the achievement, but I just love camels so much. I think they're so beautiful. They just seem so wise. They're so cute.
I mean, they are. The thing is, as well, you know, there is history for all Arabs with camels, which is beautiful because that's how they used to travel from one place to another. You know how, like, you can, like, ride a horse and, like, go somewhere, let's say, but for, like, the Arab and the Gulf in general, they used to use camels. And every time I used to hear these stories in history class when I was, like, younger, I would be like, that's so cool. And a camel is so smart. It's known for a camel to be smart, and as well, like, here what they do in UAE, they even drink camel's milk.
Yeah, why not? So there you go, the camel caravan this weekend. They've culminated their incredible tour at Global Village last night, so we won't be seeing it again. But as always, this weekend was lit with your stories. It's so incredible constantly to see the stories that you share. You know, last night at City Walk, we had an incredible police parade. We had the Dubai Marathon this weekend, the Boeing story of Fly Dubai. It was amazing. And thank you to all to continuously sharing your stories with us on DMs. We really appreciate them. And that is all we have time for on the show this morning. It's 8:55, Monday morning. Have a brilliant day. Goodbye from me.
And goodbye from me.